Good morning. Well, with about 2 hours left of trade, US markets are doing very little. They're basically just treading water, and this is despite both the Senate and the House of Reps finally voting in favour of getting that US tax reform bill across the line. That means that now President Trump is expected to sign into law this tax bill in coming weeks, $1.5 trillion in tax cuts, cutting the company tax rate permanently from 35%, the current rate, down to 21% from the start of 2018, and also cutting individual taxes temporarily for many Americans, particularly in the middle class. That's expected to expire, though, in 2025. So US markets not doing much, which is maybe a bit of a surprise. The US dollar tracking sideways, even slightly lower, and the US 10-year Treasury yield have been sitting at around the best levels in 9 years. And one of the reasons, perhaps, is that US markets and investors have largely taken into account many of these tax reforms. They've had a tremendous run recently. US shares are in their ninth straight month of gains. Haven't seen that sort of winning streak in well over two decades. US shares are also up 25% this year. So if they jump a little more from here, about 1.5% in the next week and a half, this will end up being the best year since 1995 for American equities. But if we look at how some of the major stocks are doing there, the biggest contributors to the gains at the moment, United Health, Boeing, Caterpillar and Home Depot, McDonald's, Walt Disney and 3M are the three main weights. One of the big movers has been BlackBerry, up 10% today. The Canadian-based phone maker has beaten estimates for both revenue and also profits over the quarter. But this is a company that used to sell more than 50 million phones per year. Over the past 12 months, BlackBerry has sold about 200,000. So it has a long way to go, but it has shifted its focus to focusing more on software, prioritizing security, and it sells its programs to NATO, Department of Justice, central banks. But this compares to Apple selling about 211 million phones over the past year. Chipotle, the fast food chain, down 3.5%. It's had another food scare. Its shares have come under a lot of pressure. European markets not doing so well last night. Germany's DAX has been the worst, and commodity prices were mixed. Iron ore down slightly, not really stopping BHP and Rio lifting about 1.5 in London trade, but the price of oil has managed to pick up a touch after a much bigger than expected fall in crude oil inventories in the US last week. The Aussie market today is set for some losses, futures pointing to a drop of about 0.33%, but keep in mind they've improved for three straight days now, well above 6,000 points, and we're also essentially sitting at 10-year highs. The Aussie dollar's at 76.7.